Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Dennis and Bill, Alan and Laura, Kelly and Lisa. I'm not going to name all of our kids because I don't know all their names, especially mine.
Wow, you have a whole one.
I have a whole one. Of course, I've been all around the world, so that I know of.
That's true. That's true.
He's a anyway, lover,
not a lot of little short bearded kids running around.
Yeah, little yard gnomes. Little yard.
That was funny.
The whole family of garden gnomes over here.
The whole family of garden gnomes with dildos and spatulas.
Yeah, there you go. Bill almost spit-taked. That was close. Oh, my God. That would have been great.
That would have been great.
We haven't had an actual physical spit-take yet.
Anyway, this is episode number 244, and I was going to call this show the 2020 Dumpster Fire, but actually, for the Ages of Rock podcast, 2020 really wasn't all that bad.
No. Nope. Had nothing else
to Bill do. Is the only one that took notes this year, so he'll be the one that catches up on all the stupid
I took all kinds of notes, but I didn't read my notes. I wasn't that smart, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I did my little research.
So I just went back. I went back and reviewed all of the shows, not watched them, just reviewed some stuff. So I have some info.
Cool.
But I had a question for you. So Today I broke out this record and listened to it, Kiss Killers, from Germany. So,
I have one of those.
Do you guys prefer I'm a Legend Tonight, Down on Your Knees, Nowhere to Run, Partners in Crime, or You Make Me Rock Hard, and what's the other piece of shit off the Smashers?
Let's put the X.
Let's put the X.
Brian loves this song.
Which album do you prefer?
Which album or which song? You say which song?
What Bill is really asking is
which song, which original songs off the records do you prefer?
Probably Nowhere to Hide, or Nowhere to Run. Whatever.
You prefer the ones on Killer or the one off
Smashes? Off of
Smashes.
Oh. Probably I don't know. I haven't listened to Killers for a long time. It's not one that I pull.
You have
out.
To listen to it to know.
Well, no, I mean, it's the same shit. It's just a bunch of. I mean,
it's not the same shit. I got news for you. You need to listen to them.
The original songs on Killers is better than what's on Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits.
That's what Bill was asking.
That's my point.
Okay, yes, that's where I'm. That's where I was heading. Yes, yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Now were they great? Now were they fantastic? No.
Actually, well, I will disagree with you on a couple of those songs on Killers because I think two of those songs were fantastic.
Right.
I agree. Which ones which ones are fantastic, Alan?
I'm a Legend Tonight and Nowhere to Run.
I would completely agree.
Yeah, I agree.
They should be if they popped one of those out in a set sometime, I'd probably have a heart attack.
You should have went on a Kiss cruise because I think they did.
Yeah, the X and Sex. Did the only thing that made it worse is
they
made a video.
And those guys did.
Now I might be wrong on this, but it seems like on one of the earlier cruises they pulled maybe at least part of one of those songs off, and yeah, it may have been a cruise. I don't remember. You know, there have been 9 cruises, and I've been on one of them. So
well, you should go on the rest.
Do you agree with what I just said though? When I snuck that in there, it's like. The only thing that made X and Sex worse is they actually made a video for it. It doubles up.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You mean you don't like to see Gene or Paul's crotch over top of one of those skyscrapers in the big city?
Oh, no, I don't care for that song whatsoever.
Not that I ever saw the video.
Yeah,
my eyes!
You didn't miss anything. Anyway.
All right. So we're going to start the show the way we normally do?
Sure, why not?
With good vinyl requisitions.
Acquisitions? Sure.
Oh, yeah, that word.
You want to go first? Because I got a big pile.
You are a big pile.
I know. heaping that steaming dung. Yes.
That was hurtful. Okay. So, these are Christmas presents.
Okay.
That cool. I purchased. Well, actually Lisa purchased and then she held on to them and gave them to me till Christmas. So
cool.
Metallica Ooh. Ride of Lightning. This there is a go. Walmart purchase. Hey, I see you guys.
Of all the Metallic albums,
that's I was favorite. Waving at myself.
You I figured that's what you were doing.
That's my favorite one next to Master.
And the other one I got is Creedence Clearwater Revival, the 20 Greatest Hits.
Yeah, that's a good record.
But this is absolutely the coolest marble vinyl I've ever seen.
Really? Okay, let's see it. That is really nice. Now, do you look at it when you listen to it?
You know, it kind of looks like a bowling ball.
It does. It does. It's really it does. Cool.
Oh, it is actually really nice.
This is what Kiss tried to do with yeah, anything else they made marble, and they only got like one streak in it. So
got puke.
If you need any help, puke. Call Walmart.
Yeah. No shit. Well, my love gun wasn't perfect. It was a little off.
That's what she said.
I mean, it wasn't. It was a little different.
Was it a little smaller than normal?
Yeah, of course.
That's what she said too.
That's what she said too. I'm just going to look at this one. I don't know.
You can keep looking at it. It's not getting any bigger.
No. Oh, yeah. That is cool. Okay. Anyway.
So maybe this episode's going to be a dumpster fire after all.
Oh, I'm sure.
No, not a dumpster fire. We've got to have some fun if you can't have any.
Yeah, no kidding.
Got to put the FU in fun.
Yep. Cool. Is that all you got?
Yeah, dickhead.
Only had two. No. That's nice, though. That's nice. Okay,
well, I've got so many. You have to go.
Well, first. Mine's been over a few weeks because I actually bought some. It's been almost over a month ago, but we just haven't done it for a while, and we've kind of held back, and we've had guests, and I just it's kind of been holding on to it for all. So we're going to go through this pretty quick. And these are randomly. I don't have them in order of how I got them or where
you
I got them.
You have them in order by price. You know the real. Oh, you know the deal. Anyway. You cannot have them in random order.
Got one of the most random classic rock albums. It's one of those I got it off of actually with Kathy's and Ashley's thing auction. This has Elton John, Steely Dan, Chuck Berry, Dave Mason, Steppenwolf, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Smith, Three Dog Night, the Janes Gang, and Mitch Ryder. I mean, that's just
that whole... right there is your first hour of a radio show.
Yeah,
there you go.
Basically, you play yeah. that whole thing.
Yeah, it's
are you gonna pretty, record that?
It's pretty bizarre. I don't know. And then I went up to, this is a Trader Baker deal, but I got this Steely Dan Gaucho, and it's got Babylon Sisters, Hey 19, got that for $7. Nice album. Another one song album, Jefferson Starship. This is Freedom at Point Zero. What is the one song on here? Do you know?
We built this city.
Oh.
No, Jane. That's not on that album.
I don't know.
Jane's on there, and that's a great song. So got that for $6.50.
Yeah, I would buy ones. I would buy the single.
Another one off of that auction that I got the other night. This is really interesting. Slade, Come On, Feel the Noise, Come On, Feel the Hits. It's the best of Slade. Oh, so it's got all the, you know, the clever. Ones, you know, Come On, Feel the Noise, Mama, We're All Crazy Now, Run Away. Here's the one that I did not know. Did you know that they did Goodbye to Jane, the one that Brittany Fox did? That
well, Brittany Fox did the Slade song.
Right, that's what I'm
saying.
Yeah, Brittany Fox.
I knew that was a Slade cover. Yes,
did not know that. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But I don't have any Slade, so I thought that was kind of cool. So I got that. Another one I got from. Well, I went down to the store, Ashley Adams. I got me a really decent copy Ooh, of yeah. Except Balls to the Wall. Got paid $12 for that. But the album's V is excellent. Actually, cover was VG. But no, I've been wanting that. I had it years ago, and it got torn up.
My record like that is a VG, but the cover is maybe a good.
Yeah, my covers. I thought maybe my cover, my original one was any better, and it's not. It's really bad. So it's actually better than the record. Now, I got this.
Let me interrupt here before sure. I forget.
Sure.
Ian came down and spent a couple of days with us over Christmas, and he noticed the stack of records that Laura and I have that we've had since we were kids. And he was like, hey. What are y'all going to do with those records? I was like, I don't know. He's like, we got a record player. Can I have them? So I guess Ian's going to get into vinyl now.
There you go.
You Back too. To you, Dennis.
Okay. Well, good luck with him. And he'll be broke all the time now, but it's like an addiction. All right. I did pick up a, it's called Mechanical Resonance Live. It's Tesla. the greatest thing about this two record set, live set, is it does not have the song Signs on it. You can listen to this
before you even said that. I already knew.
I was like, thank God, that's great. Picked this
one. Does it have
really,
a love song on it?
It
does. It has to.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Rock Me to the Top, Easy Come, Easy Go, Getting Better, Coming at You Live, Changes Before My Eyes, Too Late for Love, We're No Good Together, Love Me, Cover Queen, Little Susie, and Modern Day Cowboy. Oh. No, it does not.
I think Love Song might be on the five-man acoustical jam, which has Signs on it, by the way.
Right, yeah, I'm not getting that one. So I did pick up, this was another one of these ones I picked up the other night on auction. It's just odd, but Nina, 99 Loaf Balloons.
You buy weird shit, man. So
I got it for $4, but it is a promo.
You paid $5 to ship it, dipshit. You paid $9.
I picked this up from Ashley. She had it.
Oh, I thought you said from the auction.
No, well, hers, but I don't have to pay for the shipping. I'm like, it's promo copy, so we're good. And I do something with Kathy. I just spend $5, and as many as I get, she ships out like three times or every 3 weeks. So it's a big bulk thing, so if you can wait for it, it's cheaper. All right, so this is some stuff that I got down at Whatchamadoodle, down at Book Broker. I got the box set of, this is Tommy with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. I've been wanting that. That's going to be really cool to listen to. Haven't listened to it. Got a really super nice copy of Partridge Family Sound Magazine, except for the, of course, you know, he's got the sticker up there, which pisses me off.
Well, it's on, the plastic's new?
Yeah, I put them in plastic. But, I mean, it's pretty good shape. It's got, it all has, I woke up and love this
why
morning.
Why does he do that? Stop him? There's no way to stop him.
I don't know. I did get Autograph, first album. I picked it up pretty nice, $8.
Right in the
middle of it. Yes.
Sticker.
So, and I got my fix on. I got, this is Calm Animals. I got Phantoms. And then I got Walkabout. I don't know any of the songs on these albums, but I like the fix. And I got them for $4 a piece, and they were like brand new.
I like the fix, but I don't know any other songs.
I got,
I'm just messing with you, man.
Yeah. So I've got a couple. No, I've got a couple of the ones that I do. The ones I do that have the good songs on it. Never had this. I don't know why I never had this in my collection.
I have that.
Got a copy of Fog Hat Live. Got $6. Really good shape. Glad to get that. I did get, finally I went down there. They had the Cheap Trick that I had talked about on the last time we talked about albums. So I got One on One, which has She's Tight. And what else was the other big one on here?
Is that the one with the different bass player?
Yes. Yes. It does not have Peterson.
I recognize that guy did not look like Peterson.
They look similar, but they're not. I had they're to not. Assume. Yeah, and then I went ahead and picked up the one that has the flame on it. That's
Lap of Luxury.
Yeah, Lap of Luxury. Ghost Town. You know, it's got, you know, it's probably some. I mean, I wonder if I know Todd played on the live things. I got, this is another one I got off the auction the other night too. I don't have any UFO, so this is the reissue of Strangers in the Night. It's a two record deal, kind of cool, kind of a greatest hits deal. This is on clear vinyl, isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah.
And so anyway, clear vinyl. So that's one there. And I finally got, this is my last one. I went on Amazon, and I got me a brand new copy of Alive 2. Now, this is what's interesting was I got that for Christmas when it came out back in '77. And I haven't had a new one since till this Christmas, and I bought this for myself. Really odd, though. I think this was during the remasters that they did, the 180 gram. It's an actual, you know, it is a original, or maybe it's not fake. It's just the well, it's not a.
I don't know what you're getting at. It's not like a
bootleg. It's not a bootleg, but it was one of their, when they remastered them. The book's kind of fuzzy looking. I don't remember the pictures being like, the larger pictures are almost kind of blurry. It's like they've scanned them, and
they probably scanned them out of an original book, and it wasn't as crisp.
The smaller pictures are not bad. It's just all the larger pictures are kind of blurry. It was kind of, and I don't have my original one to sit there and do it, you know. So I'm like going, was a little bit under Bill. He's gonna answer that for me, because I remember this, you know, the middle part there, the good concert scene, and I don't remember it being that kind of blurry and grainy. I don't know. I just don't. So I'm just curious to see if it. But anyway,
I can't help you, because the that the Alive 2 that I have on vinyl,
right?
It's like somebody took a grinder to it and it didn't have the insert.
There you go. Bill's got his original. There you go. I mean, the cover looks fine. It's just that, what the hell happened to my thing? Hold on.
Yeah, this mine is, I tried to play mine earlier and it's like,
not good.
Oh, no, that'd be an understatement.
Yeah, mine's
got played on the same grinder that mine did.
Yeah,
I won't be playing my old one either. I've got actually two copies.
They're a little blurry.
Okay, well, maybe it wasn't as bad. I just, you know, my memory's not as good as it was. So, yeah, okay, that's about what it, turn to the center. Turn to the center one. That's what I'm curious about, like the live shot, which I always thought
that was. Yeah, it's blurry. It's not clear.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've got. So yeah, it was. I guess that's what it originally was. I just couldn't remember.
2020 standards to 1977 technology.
That's true. I mean, I was just thrilled.
Compared to 1977, this looks great.
But I was just like, you know, I don't remember it being like that. I was like, man, I thought that was a lot clearer pictures. But that answers my question.
Maybe you need to get your glasses checked.
I don't know there, but the other pictures were clear. That's why I couldn't figure it out. So anyway. But anyway, that's where.
Did you get your? Do you have the original?
No, I did. No, are you kidding me? I don't have any of the original. I wish I'd have kept all of it. You know, of course, they get lost with everything else and thrown away. And
I never can tell you, this record sounds like it went through a cheese grater and back. So and
I haven't. I have not listened to mine yet. I did listen to it, but I listened to it on my iPad and used, you know, Spotify. Just kind of listened to it, but.
No, we all had stuff like that. I got that Kiss van, the model van you put together.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't have that.
To this day, I wish I had never put that thing together
right.
or hung on to it, you know. But when you're 8 or 9 years old, you don't think about
it. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's going to be collectible in 40 years.
Yep. No, same way with me. I didn't keep anything nice and neat and everything. So, anyway, nope. I got to turn my phone. All right. So, that's it for me. Records for the year. I didn't go get any more. I don't know if I'm going to go before. I doubt if I'll go before the first year. So that's it for me.
And I'm like 2 days away.
Yeah. And I've got to the point, I've just got to stop. I mean, I've got so many, I need to sit and actually listen to a bunch of them now and just, you know, and if I run across something that I really, really want, then you know, it's a different story, but I've got everything I need right now. So I'm good. That's a lie though. But okay. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm an addict. My name's Dennis. All right.
My name's Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Yeah.
Hi, Dennis.
I like to buy records. Lots of records.
Lots of records.
By the way, after the meeting, let's all go down to the store.
Okay. There you go.
All right. So let's talk about the show, the year in review.
2020.
Right.
Here's what I know.
Okay, what do you know?
We did 43 episodes.
That's not too bad. We didn't slack too far.
Nope, did pretty good.
Okay.
The first episode was actually on 1-2, which was pretty interesting.
Okay.
And it was the On the Air. It was our first radio show.
Oh, yeah.
One of two radio shows.
The other one was when I was in California. Yeah, that was in February.
I was going to say, and it was so spectacular that we did two. Not three. So, anyway, there you go.
Yeah.
We had 41 guests total. Because we had some people that had, you know, we had a couple shows. We had two or three people on there and that kind of stuff. So.
Okay, gotcha.
So here's our guests. I thought you want me to rip these names off here real quick?
Sure.
I will murder people, but that's the way it's going to go. All right. Tim Ripper Owens, Jason McKinney, Jason Lee McKinney, Jeff Pilson, Brian Durbin, Tyson Leslie, Mariah Formica, Ed Spangenberg, 8-Ball, Kansas, Wrecking Crew, Andrew Scambatti, Kim Tamplin. We had an episode with Sonny Poon.
Hey, did you know that Kim Tamplin's cousin is Sammy Hagar?
Oh, I know. I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't know that.
I forgot all about that.
On the other note I wrote, it says, don't forget he's Sammy Hagar's cousin. I swear to God. I still have it now. Where's it at? Oh, it's in my book. Yeah.
Okay.
I ran out of paper. So we had an episode with Sonny Pooney and Stephen Wright on, which was a riot. And then we had another episode where we had Brian Harris and Bill Elam and Dave Cathy on. Mm-hmm. Carl Kennedy, Craig Osborne, Brandon Fields, Rich Kozak, Pinpricks, and I'm never going to get her name right, Ranja Kaminsky, Tennessee.
You did get that right. Here you go. Ron, I think it's actually Rania.
I think you're right.
But yeah, you got the Kaminsky part right. Which
there you go. I'll take half of it. I'll take half credit. I have no problem with that. Tennessee Champagne, The Great Affairs, Tim Rosner, Roger Killia, some guy named Ryan Cook. I don't know who he is. Bill Elam and Jeff Humphrey. Then Gary and Vonna Brufak and Ronnie Schnell, Donnie V, Ricky Warwick, and Jacob Harper. So those are the guests that we had on shows. Then we did 10 album reviews.
Wow.
So
10 album reviews.
Yeah, 10. I was like, it's kind of weird when you start looking back. I was like, really? We did that many? This was an album review, but we had my buddy Doug Sabotin on, and we did Rush. That wasn't really an album review, just a discussion about Rush. But we reviewed Pyromania. We reviewed Cinderella Night Songs. Unmasked with Jason Herndon. We did Back in Black with Peter Cicery. We did Women's and Children First with Ed Spangenberg. And then British Steel with Julian Gill. Let's see. Oh, Queen, The Game, which was a freaking disaster. Jeremy asked Brock for playing along because I didn't bother to pass on all the information about what we were doing. But it worked out pretty good.
Communication breakdown is what that was.
Communication breakdown was exactly what that was.
Too bad we didn't review any Led Zeppelin. I know.
That's true. We did Blizzard of Oz with Stephen Wright. We did REO with Brian Harris. And the last one we did was On Through the Night, Def Leppard, with Craig Osborne. And if you didn't listen to that episode, you should go back and listen to it, because about a nanosecond into it, we're all like, why did we do this? It was pretty funny. But and then we did a little – you guys did a little bonus Eddie Van Halen special when I was gone and he passed. So it was busy, man.
That was with Joe Polo.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yep, yep.
And actually, for that one, we were supposed to do, because I even bought the album for that week. It was Joan Jett's, what was it, Bad Reputation?
Bad Reputation.
He picked that one, and we got ready to do it. And I think Eddie died. Was it that day or the day before?
It was that day.
It was that day, yeah. So we were all like, you know what, we gotta do this instead. So
that was a lot of stuff.
While we're talking about album reviews, just a heads up, I know for sure that my friend Hunter Goatley is going to come on. And we're going to be doing a 40th anniversary review of Alice Cooper's Special Forces. And I don't know who we're going to get on to do it yet, but by God, we're going to do a review for those about to rock, because that turns 40 in 1981, or in 2021, rather.
There you go.
And I fucking love that album.
We could do it.
Back to you, Bill.
It's a great.
Hey, and speaking of Eddie and passing, you want me to go through the people who passed?
Before we get there, so is there any?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So is there any? Were there any episodes that really stuck out to you guys?
Oh yeah, I think there was some really
beating the hell out of that Def Leppard album sticks out pretty.
It was brutal.
That was brutal.
I think we caught ourselves all off guard with being as harsh on that album as we were.
Right.
Yeah. It was almost unusual. Made me a little uncomfortable one point. I'm like, we picked this album, we're just killing it. oh well.
I tell you what, Donnie V was just a hoot to talk to. I enjoyed that interview a lot. I thought it was really, and of course, you know, Pilsen's always great, and you might be seeing him coming up here sometime soon. Well, we'll see. Never know. But anyway, no, I thought that Donnie V was one of those.
We didn't know. See Gene Simmons.
Yeah, I don't think so.
For that matter, you might.
But no, I thought Donnie. I didn't know what to expect on that one, and it was real. Oh, that's cool. It was Bill's not looking.
Sorry.
But anyway, it was. But yeah, it was a cool interview. Really nice guy, and it just kind of down to earth, and it was fun. I enjoyed it.
You see that for Christmas, his wife, or whatever, I assume it's his wife, bought him a guitar that he had to sell back in.
I saw that
so many years ago.
Yep.
From because of whatever was going on, and she rebought it for him.
It was a purple Les Paul.
Yeah,
Yeah, cool. I thought that was really, and it was, he
very cool.
Did a bunch of videos with it, and it was, yeah, you know, that was really cool.
That's neat.
Like, that's really neat.
Yeah, I think for me it was Kansas. I thought Kansas
was fun. Yeah,
that was it was a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun to have on.
The best part about Kansas being on there is before we could even get our mouths open, they started busting our balls.
Oh yeah, yeah.
that always makes it fun.
I mean, anytime your guest comes on and just punches you right, hits you in the face with a twisted tea can.
Yeah, it was funny. It was good. It was good, and it was, you know, it's kind of cool. That's a pretty big group,
right? Well, I would say over the last 5 years, we've been damn lucky to get the people that we have. You know, we've never really had a bad guest yet. So,
no,
it was always the first time, but we haven't done it yet. And, we've been really extremely lucky. I always appreciate, so everybody who's been on, you know, we do appreciate it. I do especially.
Yeah. I thought also, I was thinking about it. The Tim Rosner one was hard because we had to do it twice, and
yeah,
we had all kinds of issues with, he had internet issues, but it turned out really well.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got to get him back on again.
And it was tough. I mean, it was kind of odd this summer because, you know, everybody, you know, it wasn't like a normal year where we could talk about, hey, what you've been doing and what you're doing this and playing this. It was all, everybody's like, man, what, you know, nobody's doing nothing right now. So, but it was interesting to get an inside perspective, you know, from especially Tim too, you know, because I mean,
yeah,
I mean, those guys
I was kind of entertained by the person that we wanted to get on our show that wouldn't come on because we didn't have thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners. But we won't mention who that was because that would be rude.
I forgot who that was. You'll have to tell me later.
It happens. And then the Carl Kennedy interview was interesting when he was trying to figure out how to buy your guitar.
Yeah, that was funny. You better keep working on it. It ain't never going to be sold. But,
so yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, it was. It was a good time. It always is. I'm surprised we didn't miss that many weeks. I thought we missed more than that, but I guess we did.
I didn't think we'd miss that many. I was surprised we'd miss nine. I was like, how do we miss nine?
Well,
it feels like we have to hang out with you jackasses like every week. Right. It's like,
well, two of the shows, you got to figure that those were the radio shows. We counted them as an actual episode. So that would have been
those were one-offs on Sunday afternoons.
I know, but didn't we use that as our, I thought we did. Okay.
No. The very first one, there was an episode on that one, but that's it.
Okay. Well, maybe.
That was just so it's all right.
Yeah, cool.
So next year we got a lineup. We got a full lineup already for next year. Everybody's already
in
the books. We're ready to go.
A few ready to go or have said they would.
One.
Two. We got two.
Two? So,
yeah. The one I told you about I sent today.
Oh, he's already.
We got three if you count my buddy.
And that's three.
Three. So we're up to three.
Two of those are returning guests. But
we got two from the on the email to get another one on the email today from another guy. So we may have a month already.
And considering there isn't shit going on right now, that's pretty good.
That's true. That's true.
So when do you think it's going to be the first concert we're going to see next year? How long do you think it'll be?
At least July.
I'm thinking that too. I think spring's out of the question.
I think it'll probably be June, end of May or June. I think they'll get the shed season going.
Yeah, unless it's Steel Panther, we can go right now. They're catching so much hell out there.
You know,
let people do what they want to do. If that's what they want to do.
People went that wanted to go. People wore masks that wanted to wear masks. People that didn't, and whatever.
It is what it is. Yeah.
Don't be pissed at the band.
Nope. They're just trying to make a living.
Yeah. Just like everybody else.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that's what I had for year in review.
Cool. I got, what do we got here? Oh. What did you send that for? That's what you're trying? Oh, I see it. Got you. I got a message from Alan.
Do not read that out loud.
I did not.
It is confidential information.
I did not read it out. I know. And you get medicine to clear that up, too. So you're good. No.
It's called penicillin.
All right. So I went back and, of course, you know, using the old Wikipedia, I'm going to go through here just picking out the ones that I know who they are and ones that are interest to everybody as far as people who passed during 2020. And we'll start out with January 7th. Neil Peart passed away at 67. We have Let's see, where am I at? I'm just kind of going through the list here, so just hang with me. There's some people like from the Patti Smith group, Ivan Kral, but I don't know who he was. Lyle Mays, who was with the Pat Metheny group, died in February of 66. I should have wrote these down. Okay, Mike Somerville from Head East. He died the 28th of February at 67. We had, if I missed, Kenny Rogers. He passed away the March 20th at 81. He's not rock, but he's
he knew when a big to man.
Yeah, he knew when to fight. Exactly. Let's see, because they got people mixed in. Bill Withers, he died at 81 on March 30th. We had Adam Schlesinger from the Fountains of Wayne on April 1st. He was 52. John Prine, 77. That was on April 7th. You had Steve Farmer. He was with the Amboy Dukes band. He's 71. He died on April 7th. Let's see, where are we at? I'm just trying to go down through here. Damn, I thought there was more. As we went along, Brian Howe of Ted Nugent and Bad Company, he died at 66 on May 6th. Little Richard died at age 87 on May 9th. You had, where are we at? Steve Priest, that was in the suite. He died at 72. That was on June 4th. Paul Chapman of UFO, he died at 66, June 9th. Also on June 8th, Bonnie Pointer from the Pointer Sisters, she passed away. Peter Carr, he was part of the Muscle Shoals rhythm section. He was 70, died in June on the 27th. Benny Mardonis, did I say that right, Mardonis?
Yeah.
73, he died on June 29th. Charlie Daniels, he was 83, died on July 6th, day after my birthday. Peter Green from the original Fleetwood Mac, he died at 73 on July 25th. Steve Holland, the singer from Molly Hatchet, he passed away at 66 on August 2nd. Let me see here. Go with Trini Lopez.
You're 60 years old. It's not a good year.
No, it is.
It's like,
I know there is a lot of mid-60s here. Yeah. See, Trini Lopez, he was 83. He was a guitar player for many years, and Gibson made a guitar. That's what the Dave Grohl is based off of. Pete Way from UFO and Fastway died at 69 on August 14th. Frankie Benali, 68, August 20th. Jack Sherman, who was he was in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, he died. Wasn't he the original guitar player, I believe? I think so. No. Anyway, he was one of the guitar players.
Not,
he was
not a RHCP fan, so other than Flea and Cadiz, I have no idea. Right.
So he was 64, August 18th.
I say Chad Smith.
Yeah. Ian Mitchell, bass player for the Bay City Rollers, died. He was 62 on September 1st. Ronald Bell from Cool and the Gang died at 68 on September 9th. We got Lee Kerslake. Kerslake, is that right? How do you say that? Anyway, he was with Uriah Heep and Ozzy Osbourne. He was the original drummer on the first album. He died at 73. He had been sick for a long time, September 19th. Tommy DeVito from the Four Seasons died. He was 92. He made it up there, September 20th. Then you had Mac Davis, 78, died on September 29th. Also at the age 78, Helen Reddy died that day. October 6th, of course, Eddie Van Halen passed away. And then we got Spencer Davis from the Spencer Davis Group, died at 81 on October 19th. Tony Lewis from the Outfield, he died at 62 on October 19th. Where am I at? I thought there was another C. Charlie Pride, of course, died December 12th, 86. And Leslie West died just a couple days ago, December 22nd. He was 75 years old. And that's the big ones. There was some, if I'd missed one, there was just people I didn't really recognize or anything. But those were the heavy hitters for this year. And hopefully, let's be done for a few days, please.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. But so anyway, hated seeing Leslie go. I know he's had some issues. Oh, he had his leg amputated, and you know, he's had all kinds of heart, diabetes and kind of issues for years.
Issues, he had issues.
So what a guitar player though. I was familiar with Mountain and his guitar playing, but when he passed, I spent a day kind of going down the rabbit hole and on YouTube, and just some amazing guitar work. I mean, I was just loving every second of listening to it. So I may have to go
back. Loving
every minute of it. So I mean, give me some Mountain records or something. Anyway, that's what I got.
Wow. Sounds like an ending.
Yeah, pretty well.
Real quick, what was the last show you got to see in 2020, Bill?
Oh, my God. I have to think about this.
The last actual show that I went to was to see Hairbanger's Ball in March, and they shut it down the next day. That was
I remember that.
Yeah.
Because you were up at what? That was up at Bloomington at the Bluebird, yeah, wasn't it?
They had reduced the seats to 200, and then they reduced the seats that day to 150, and you had to buy tickets. And when we left, they announced at the end that they were closing.
So, I can't remember the last show I went to be honest.
That was the last one.
I don't remember. I mean, I went to some Philharmonic shows.
You didn't go to the Queensryche show, did you?
No.
Yeah.
I saw Tony Bennett that last winter or early in the year, like January or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't think I've been to a show this year. Because we went to California in February. And that's when, as soon as we got back within 2 weeks, that's when shit started really getting bad. I mean, it was starting to where they were going to, when we were out there, it was starting to start out there. And it wasn't long after that. Well, it would have been March whenever it really started, you know, shutting down. So I don't think I went to any rock shows at all. We had tickets for a bunch of shows this year. You know, we had that Stick show that Brian Harris and I were going to go to. And of course, you know, we were going to see Foreigner, and we were going to see, and when we see that Kiss show was
the summer before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I haven't been to one in a while. Well, and it's kind of getting sucky. I need to go.
Yours was the Queensryche show, right, Alan?
Yeah, me and David Cathy and Brian Harris went, and I think Brian's son, I believe his name is Mike, he was there. And of course, there were a few other people that were down there that I knew, but I didn't really get a chance to talk to anyone.
Right.
But yeah, we were kind of afraid on the way down there that we were going to get there, and they're like, "Go home."
Right.
But
and you just don't know.
Luckily, that didn't happen, and it turned out that was a really, really good show. The thing that I'm thankful for is that he did the Rage for Order album first, because the opening song on that album was the only song on that album that I knew.
Right.
So when he did the next album, I knew all of those songs on that, and then the two encore songs. So I was real happy he did Rage for Order first, since I didn't know it.
Yeah, otherwise you'd have been really bored the second.
Like, second. Can we go home now?
Yeah. who drove?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm due for some shows, so I really am.
We're all eager for that.
Let's hope 2021 is much kinder and gentler and uses better lube than 2020 did.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm a little sore.
I would agree.
I'm majorly sore.
I would agree. For sure. Yeah.
Well, all right. On that note, on behalf of Dennis and Bill and Alan, we would all like to thank you all for your continued listening to us blather on and beat the shit out of each other verbally.
Emotionally.
You should see some of our text streams.
Yeah, no kidding.
Even from today.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're so supportive of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, y'all have a safe and happy New Year's Eve. Yes. Don't fall off the couch when you're getting drunk.
Yeah.
Don't turn the TV up too loud when you're watching the Kiss show from Dubai.
I'm gonna be watching.
In the middle of the afternoon. Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, and by the way, Bill, Ace is not going to be playing the show.
did you see the replies to your post?
Yeah, people are like going, dummy.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note.
I posted that knowing that was not going to happen. You know that, right?
Well, I know that. But anyway, it was funny.
So
everybody thinks they're genius.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, folks, agesofrock.com, social media, past episodes, blah, blah. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.